Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Leslie Hoffman, co-founder at Asheville Hemp Project, a farm-based hemp company cultivating plants and making products to share the relaxing and focus activity benefits of cannabis in a variety of forms. Leslie, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Happy to be here. Thank you, Eric.
And Leslie, you're certainly welcome. Thanks for coming out today. So tell us about your start in sustainability and how did it come about?
Okay, well, I have been a lover of nature and adventure and the outdoors since I was a little kid. I've been sailing. I was strapped in a cockpit before I learned to walk, and by the time I was in my late teens, I was crossing oceans on 35 to 60-foot sailboats. So sailing really taught me a lot about working with and fighting against nature for my survival and ultimately for my pleasure and satisfaction. And it gave me a huge appreciation of the aesthetic of nature. I graduated from college. I had this curiosity about how the physical world works, got a degree in architecture and design, and basically applied my problem solver skills and my education to becoming first a carpenter and then a green builder, a designer builder in sort of the heyday of the back to the land hippie movement of the late 70s. So I, you know, showed up as a younger version of most of the folks who were deep in it, and have been on a roll ever since in terms of focusing on how natural systems can integrate with our civilized world to create pleasure and ultimately sustainability in terms of our own health and well-being.
You got to really appreciate how the past and some of your passions and everything came together and created and brought about what you're doing today. Now, where did you see an opportunity for you to go into business in agriculture and sustainability?
Well, my first career was as a builder, designer builder, as I said, and then I moved to New York City and I ran a leading edge nonprofit organization that was focused on sustainable technology. And my passion for agriculture really starts with being a gardener. And so part of that back to the land movement really had a lot to do with hands in the soil, right? So I've been an appreciator of agriculture and a practitioner of gardening. And then when I was in my late 20s, I bought a small farm on the Big Island of Hawaii and used that as my sort of practice zone when I wasn't sitting at a desk or in meetings in New York City. And none of that was really for business. I mean, my day job was running this not-for-profit. And my farm was really for getaway pleasure and fun and curiosity and all of that. And I probably need my head examined to actually have become a serious farmer trying to earn a living at it, because I do know better. But I would just say I'm drawn to working with growing things and plants, and I've been passionate about the cannabis plants since my late teens, early 20s, and I'm now in my mid 60s, so that's a love affair of long standing. And I found a very good partner in Scott Brinkley, a scientist who I met in Asheville. I bought the farm in Asheville in 2015, And we started farming hemp when the North Carolina Department of Agriculture pilot program opened up in 2017. So, you know, we're 3 years in, and along with many others in the move towards growing either medical marijuana or hemp for a variety of purposes, I'm now up to my eyeballs in it, let's put it that way.
How about that? Now, how did you create Asheville Hemp Project? And tell us why Asheville, North Carolina? What inspired you about Asheville, North Carolina? I'd love to hear your input on that.
Well, I visited Asheville in 2014, had never been here. Actually, I'd been here once before, very briefly. And I was struck by the natural beauty, of course, and the creative community here, the foodies, the makers, the artists, the farmers. There's a tremendous farm-to-table movement in Asheville, and it's a very mature small craft brewery scene is also helping to fuel that. So I landed here and I said, wow, fabulous place. And it also happens to have exquisite architecture, which is a long love of mine. The only thing we don't have is we've got lots of water for plants, but we don't have a lot of, you know, like we're not on the ocean. So I have to do without that when I'm here. But otherwise, it just seemed like a really great place to settle. Fun, interesting, solid community, a little isolated, which I like. And I found a piece of property, frankly, that was a beautiful little farm. And I purchased it in 2015, as I said, and settled in.
I can certainly and personally vouch for why you got inspired by Asheville, North Carolina, having grown up or lived many years about 60 miles south of Asheville in Greenville, South Carolina. Got up there quite a bit, an incredible place. If you've never been to Asheville, North Carolina, I highly recommend it. Today we're joined by Leslie Hoffman, co-founder at Asheville Hemp Project, a farm-based hemp company, cultivating plants and making products to share the relaxing and focused activity benefits of cannabis in a variety of forms. And Leslie's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how has hemp laws helped to cultivate new industries in Asheville?
Well, as I mentioned, there's a healthy farm-to-table, small craft maker community in Asheville. And when the state of North Carolina opened up a pilot program providing licenses to grow hemp, and then the U.S. Department of Ag in 2018, we passed the Farm Bill, which made it federally legal, it really was a sort of perfect setup. So I don't know, there must be at least half a dozen to a dozen hemp farmers in the area. There are a couple of nice little companies that have been born and developed, incubated out of Asheville. There are folks who are taking hemp oil and combining it with chocolates, and the local ice cream parlor will make a hemp-based ice cream. So there's lots of creative energy in what is really a very nascent industry, which means that the collaborative effort and support and group learning, really, everybody learning from each other and sharing, is very much alive here. So in many ways, I call Asheville, North Carolina, Hemp City, USA, you know?
And I got to say, it certainly has changed quite a bit since the last time I was up in that neck of the woods. Now, your company launched a product line earlier this year. Tell us more about that.
Well, we've got a product line that is actually four products that are available now in stores in various parts of the country, but online on our website at AshevilleHempProject.com. And we've got a fifth product coming out. But we've tried to cover the range to provide access to hemp products to people in various parts of their lives with various sensitivities and interests. And that's for both the consumers and also the retailers. The hemp plant is obviously very, very valuable, and we've got an endless number of ways that we can learn to use it. But we've come out with some very clean, simple, basic products, but well manufactured to meet the expectations of a modern consumer. Everything's properly packaged for freshness and manufactured in a GMP compliant facility and sealed for freshness and safety. We've got a pre-roll with a proprietary crutch. We do not use a filter. We use an all-natural hemp roll and premium hemp flower, 10 in a pack. There's no reason to filter hemp or any cannabis when you smoke it, because it filters out the cannabinoids that you actually are trying to get. So filters are not only a bit of an environmental scourge, but there's no reason to use them. We have a CBD gum, which is sort of an unusual form factor, but for people who don't want to smoke or don't want to use an extract, it's a lovely way. Take a refreshing chew. It tastes like a normal mint gum, pleasant. And by chewing, your oral mucosa start to uptake the CBD directly into your system. So it's five times as efficient as some of the other ingestion methods. We have a lip balm made from a hemp oil that doesn't have any cannabinoids in it at all. And then we make two strengths of extracts, and we blend them with olive oil for flavor and food compatibility. So we've started to have a range of products that are THC compliant, in other words, less than 0.3%. CBD, but no THC for people who are particularly sensitive about using any THC. And then hemp oil products, which give you the benefits of the hemp plant without delivering any of the cannabinoids.
Well, that certainly does make a lot of sense. Going without a filter totally makes sense. Now, lastly, love to get some advice from you in business. What business advice could you lend to others tuning in today? Maybe it's part of your journey, some of the challenges that you've overcome. Anything that you could share would be much appreciated.
Well, for me, it's very simple. You follow your passion so that when your work becomes your play, you are having fun, and stay very focused. Build on your strengths, stay focused, do not be ping-ponging all over the place thinking you're going to achieve the sun, the star, and stars and the moon all in one fell swoop. So steady, methodical, stay true to your passion, and lots of hard work, a little bit of capital goes a long way.
And there you go. Focus, follow your passion, and that work ethic will take you a long way. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Where can listeners get more information online on Asheville Hemp Project, and how could they be in touch?
Well, you can always go to our website. Very simple. Asheville with an E. A-S-H-E-V-I-L-L-E. HempProject.com. Or, of course, we have a pretty active Instagram presence, Asheville Hemp. We also are on Facebook.
And that certainly works easy enough. Again, Leslie, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Leslie Hoffman, co-founder at Asheville Hemp Project, a farm-based hemp company cultivating plants and making products to share the relaxing and focused activity benefits of cannabis in a variety of forms. And for more information, visit AshevilleHempProject.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.